Good morning, family, and welcome to 5 Minutes to Live By, my daily inspiration, just a few minutes that I like to spend with you to go over the word for the week that the Lord has given us, and that word is, what is thy name? We're in a series called The Spiritual Connection. When God gave me relationships, families, and marriages, he said there are five connections that we have to focus on. The spiritual connection, the physical connection, the emotional connection, the love connection, and the intimacy connection. For the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about the spiritual connection. And we opened up and been talking about this and looking at a man who called himself Legion. And on yesterday, I asked you the question, what is your name? This man was thoroughly confused. The Bible says he literally was crazy. He was cutting himself. They would try to control him. He would break out of the chains and out of the shackles. And I tell people, when you're dealing with crazy people, if without the power of God, they'll drive you crazy. Sometimes we married to crazy and it drives us crazy because we are trying to deal with crazy using the wrong methods. You can't show up to a gunfight with a butter knife. The Bible says we, though we live in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, that is earthly or fleshly, but they are mighty, that is spiritual, to the pulling down of strongholds. And so a lot of times we are confused as to who we are. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The reason why is because we got so many different things telling us who we are, and they're all contrary one to the other. Y'all need to listen to me. My family says this. My friends say that. My genetics say this. The way I was raised says that. And what I have, you know, people identify me with how much I have, what my title is, what my position is. The reason why people chase after money and chase after power, because they get identity through that. And if they lose their job, then they lose themselves because they've identified themselves with their power. And so I want you to go back and listen to that or listen to the sermon on that, because the first thing you got to understand is, who are you? You know who you are? You are who God calls you. When God calls you, he don't call the person that everybody else is calling. He don't look at the person like everybody else look at them. They look at the outward appearance. They look at who you are. God looks at who you're going to be. God looks at who he called you to be. Boy, I'm preaching to somebody right there if y'all listen to a brother. God looks at who he called you to be. Isha, thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. And so I am who God says I am. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. God called me and he didn't change his mind, for gifts and callings are without repentance. But let's talk about who they are. Because see, when we deal with people, we can't deal with who we see. We can't deal with the flesh. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But who are they? Jesus said, what is your name? And this man said, my name is Legion, for we are many. I just told you. Hallelujah. I just told you. Who is the many? It is the spirits behind the man. It is the spirits that were oppressing him. It is the spirits that creating the drama and the challenges. And he says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but listen to this. Principalities, which are territorial spirits, powers, which are personal attack demons, rulers of the darkness of this world, which are spirits of temptations, and spiritual wickedness in high places, which are spirits, y'all listen to me right now, spirits that attack us. They attack us in religion. They attack us in church. They attack us through our spiritual leaders. They attack us with our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so we have to learn how to fight against them and fight against it. Am I preaching to anybody right now? You got to learn the power of fighting against these unclean spirits. And so when dealing with spirits, you got to know what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with, because the fight against principalities is different than the fight against temptations, which is different than the fight against powers, which is different than the fight against spiritual wickedness in high places. What is your name? When that man said legion, Jesus said, I know what I'm dealing with now. Hallelujah. Anything with a name has got to bow at the name of Jesus. Anything with a name has got to succumb to the power of God. This is why you got to know who you are in Christ, and then you got to know who they are. Hallelujah. What are the demons that are attacking me? Because the Bible says no matter who they are or what they are, they tremble at the name of Jesus. They tremble at the power of God, at the authority of God. And so we take authority. We believe. We trust God. We know that God is in control. We know that God is in control. So if I'm fighting territorial spirits or principalities, I need to stand my ground. If I'm fighting powers, I need to understand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not take that personally. They are not attacking me. They're attacking the God in me. If I'm dealing with temptations, all that's in the world is the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. I cannot be led astray. I pray every day, lead me not into temptations, but deliver us from evil. And if I'm dealing with spiritual wickedness in high places, I don't leave the church. I got to trust God and know that help is on the way. Help is on the way. My time is up, but I really want y'all to dig into this. This is Wednesday. On Wednesday, we do Bible study, and we're doing in-person Bible study now at the church, those in the Raleigh-Durham area. We want you to go to our website, victoriouspraise.org, and come and meet us tonight. Those of you that can't, I'll see you right here online on Facebook and YouTube. Hallelujah. My time is up, but remember this. Don't just live life. Live a victorious life. And have an amazing day. Y'all be blessed.